Welcome to episode
22
of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Tuesday,
the
8th of April,
2014. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Good morning and welcome to WoW Geekly, the World of Warcraft podcast with a streak of geek. And it is episode 22, and I'm joined, as always, from way down under, although a wee bit closer in time, I noticed this morning.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Asheo.
We've fallen off the daylight savings bandwagon. So it is evening. And it's dark
more
already.
More reasonable time.
It's that sad.
Reasonable time for me. Because normally I'm looking at about a 7 a.m. record or an 8 a.m. record, but because of the weirdness of time zones and also the fact that you're kind of around the other way around in the world, I've kind of got 2 hours back, which is weird. But yeah.
Or a last about. It's the way the magic of time works, mate.
I saw something on Twitter that suggested that merry-go-rounds in Australia go the other way.
Oh, yeah, just like our water in our toilets.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they? No, they don't. You're lying. The toilets, though, do, don't they?
Is there a way that merry-go-rounds have to go?
I don't know. Clockwise, I'd assume.
Why?
Most things go clockwise.
They go anti-clockwise. Why would they go clockwise?
No, you're just messing with stuff. What, you don't, you know, the world would just be a complete disaster. It'd be anarchy. You can't just randomly decide which way it goes. It goes clockwise, and that's the way
it
is.
No, it's random. It's like your whip's new.
Otherwise, the horses will get confused.
Otherwise.
It has to go one way. No. Stop. You're getting confused. It has to go the way the horses are facing.
Exactly.
Can't go the other way. And they're facing clockwise.
Well, what if they were facing anti-clockwise?
I'm trying to imagine the last time I was on one.
Let me try and get it in my mind. An image of a carousel with horses facing anti-clockwise.
I'm trying to visualize it. I can remember the man yelling, "Get off there! It's for kids!" So, yeah. I think I've got it now.
Oh, those cart folk. They're none too impressed with you horsing around, are they?
And don't call it bumper cars if you can't bump. It's ridiculous. What's all that about?
Well, they're not called head-on collision cars.
They're not called neck brace cars.
That's it.
Whiplash. A new game.
So there you go. It's 22, mate. Episode 22.
Look at him trying to get me off the subject.
And
jeez.
What's also at the carnival? Those little ducks that you shoot down with your BB gun.
Yeah.
Two little ducks.
When I was going up in South London, people bought their own guns.
Oh, did they? Semi-automatic.
It's a rough place. Yeah. 2,000 ducks.
Got those ducks down. Yeah. All ducks in a row. That's 22s. Whenever someone says 22, I just go, two little ducks. First thing I think of.
You get thrown out of a lot of places.
Yeah. Especially bingo places. That's my job.
Yeah, son. Mm. Shut up.
Shut up, son.
At least that one looks like it. It does look like two little ducks.
It does, doesn't it? Like 88. Oof, wait till we get to 88. Two fat ladies.
Oh, you had to go and spoil it.
Now no one's going to listen to 88. I know. Oh, well. Even sorry. What do you got, mate? You got any favourite trivia about 22?
Well, it's funny because the gun you use is a .22.
It is.
No, not really.
Not really.
22.
You're not even going to go.
It sounds like
Catch 22.
I like Catch 22. One of my favorite books. In fact, I would go as far as to say it was my favorite book of all time.
Oh, wow.
And I like the whole concept of a Catch 22 because there's a heck of a lot of them in the world.
Oh, there are. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like,
but
how am I going to get through a podcast without eating pizza? But how am I going to get a pizza if I don't get through this podcast?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the Catch-22 was in the book?
I do not know. It's been many a year since I read it.
So basically they say that you can be this, it's based around a bomber squadron, and each time they get close to the number of missions they can, once they get to the maximum number of missions, they can go home. Most bomber squadrons were given 25 missions,
mm-hmm.
or bombardiers were given 25 missions, and they were allowed to go home. Very few made it to 25, because obviously they got blown out of the sky. So the commander of that particular bomber in Catch-22 keeps upping the number. And so the main character goes to the doctor and says, well, can I, you know, I need to get out of this. It's crazy. People are trying to kill me. The Germans are trying to kill me. I can't, you know, this is pure madness. And the doctor says, well, you know, you can get out if you're mad, if you're mentally unstable. And he goes, well, how do I go about doing that? He goes, well, just you tell me that you want to get out of the war because you're mentally unstable. And he goes, okay, I want to get out of the war. I'm mentally unstable. He goes, well, see, somebody who was mentally stable would want to get out of this war. So, therefore, by saying it, you're not. You know, so it's like this. It's actually, and that's where the phrase comes from. I don't know. I imagine it existed prior. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Did it exist prior to the Joseph Heller book?
I think it actually originated from the book, is my recollection. Could be proven wrong.
Yeah, I,
again?
I think so, too. Again, yeah, you're on a bit of a run this week, actually. Come to that in a minute. Yeah. So what about anything science-y or anything numerology?
Numerology? Well, actually, funny you should say that. In numerology, 22 is considered a significant number, sometimes called the master builder or the spiritual master form.
Oh.
Yeah. And you think, well, what's that? What do you mean? That's crap. Well, it's people that find themselves feeling like they live in two different worlds, where one is overwhelmed by the mundane and the other by the fantastic. And isn't that all of us living our mundane lives and then living our fantastic wild life?
Yeah, so we're all
22ers. There you go.
Why? Because of the the two numbers, 22.
I guess.
You think it'd be 11, wouldn't you?
11, Legs 11.
So where's that from? Is that some sort of Chinese thing?
Oh, it's a numerology thing. You know, all these people that read stuff into numbers. It's all crap, of course.
That's quite cool, though. I think Team 22, that's quite a good thing. We're all part of the 22.
Yeah. Stick my hand up to being in that particular club.
Yeah.
22.
And sorry, go on.
I was going to say 22. Go on, cool. Also, the number of different ways that you can link five hexagons together. You always wanted to know that, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had five hexagons knocking about the other day, and I thought to myself,
how many different ways can I link these together? Yeah. 22, mate.
Why is that? Hexagon, tell me, what is a hexagon?
Six-sided, man.
Oh, six-sided. Yeah. It doesn't seem right. Hexagon doesn't, you think it should have something six in it. I don't like it when it's all like that, and you say, what number is that?
Yeah. Blame those ancient civilizations that come up with sounds and converted them to words.
Yeah.
Somebody else's fault, man. Somebody else's fault.
I think they should all be revisited, all these sided things, because they don't make any sense.
You think it should be called a sixagon?
Yeah, or a sexagon, because then it could be funny.
Well, it would be in New Zealand. I'd call it a sexagon.
In New Zealand.
Ah, that's that. And the link to WoW this week, I should try and get a link to WoW every week. Well, this week, particularly easy. 22, the atomic number for titanium, mate. Titanium, first element on the periodic table, it's actually an ore in WoW.
See, are the ore, most of the ores they make up, don't they?
Yeah.
I just assumed they made them up.
Well, actually, no, I wouldn't say most, not all. I mean, copper, tin, bronze, iron. Actually, they probably make up none of them.
None of them. They're all real. They're all real? They're what? Star, mate. Yeah, there's definitely a few.
Aluminium. Is that real? Ooh, I don't know. You get confused, don't you?
Put money on titanium not being real. Actually, that's not true, because I know somebody who's got a titanium hip.
Ah, well, there you go. Definitely real, and definitely something that you mine out there in the WoW land.
I love that these little segments throw my ignorance into sharp relief. Like, geez, this guy, he sounds intelligent, yeah. But dumb as a rock.
And the final thing that I was going to explain, but I've got to do it now because this segment's going on too long. It's like super geeky, but I'll just give you the background of the story rather than explain what it actually is. So 22 is also a Smith number. And there's a whole explanation of what Smith numbers are, and it's all based on prime factorizations and things. And the way that a Smith number actually got its name was some bloke by the name of Albert Wilansky of Lehigh University noticed the property in his brother-in-law's phone number, which happened to be 493-7775. And he noticed this extremely odd behavior. And then that was the phone number of his brother-in-law, Harold Smith. So they called it a Smith number. and just to think that there's you know, the nerdy, geeky people out there that stared at numbers and, you know, came up with things that you could do with them and gave them a name. That's my kind of dude. Well done, Albert. Well done, son.
And Harold Smith was a long-time regular in Neighbours, wasn't he?
Was it Smith?
It was definitely Harold.
Yeah, Harold.
Well, he got married.
Oh, okay. And then, to Mrs. Smith. And
then, I don't know. He was married.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
He married Ramsey woman. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm sure that's all. But we don't want to go in there.
No, we don't want to go there. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Interesting stuff then. So Smith numbers and double ducks.
I dare you, listener. I dare you to go and read up what a Smith number is, see if you can wrap your head around it.
Just because you dare somebody to do it doesn't make them do it. Won't make them do it.
Someone will.
Tedious. Well,
Grand Nagus will do it.
Sure. Grand Nagus will do it and then say you're wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it is. Sorry, Shane.
Sorry, old chap. Well, let's talk some WoW, will we?
Yeah, let's dive on in.
We were a bit worried about the lack of information in previous weeks.
Yep.
This week, drowning in it.
Crazy, isn't
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely drowning in it.
Famine, famine, famine. Feast! Drought, drought, flood.
Flood. Sounds like Victoria.
Definitely.
We go.
Oh, that. That's a place.
Drought to flood overnight.
I thought you were talking about the former queen. I was like, geez, you know, show a little bit of sympathy. She had a problem.
I didn't see any famine in her neck of the woods.
No, she got quite chubby in the end.
Mm.
Good, fine looker when she was young. Damn fine looker. But yeah, definitely let it go when old Albert popped it. These are the things we talk about in England.
Yeah.
Our version of OK Magazine is picture or
the Royals
of Victoria. Yeah.
Young Royals.
So,
hubba, hubba, hubba.
It was a bit weird though, wasn't it? Didn't you feel like it was a bit sort of, oh, let's chuck out an alpha?
No. I didn't get that impression.
You think it was calm and collected, do you?
Well, I mean, certainly I think they were under pressure to announce something, you know, because everyone was bitching and whining
what
about the complete lack of everything. But I don't think it was the user base. Yeah, they've got their own, you know, of course they want to get it out as soon as possible, but they weren't going to rush it because they were under pressure because the user base was complaining.
Yeah, but they didn't get it out, did they? They didn't, they haven't got it out. I mean, I assumed that they were already testing things. Maybe I'm foolish that in a development cycle, you're constantly testing things.
Oh, you are. But I mean, they've got very specific definitions of the different phases of it. So, of course, they've been testing it and playing it. That wasn't, I don't know what they call that, but, you know, that was pre-alpha.
Yeah.
So now they're in the phase of, well, this is alpha and all Blizzard employees get to play it. Whereas before it was just the WoW team in development.
So I don't think they've have they reached that stage where they've given it out to the Blizzard employees?
Yes, that's what this alpha is.
So I thought that the way they said it was, it's about to get, you know, this stage is about to go to the Blizzard employees.
No, it's about to go to family and friends.
Okay. Okay, so the employees are chugging away on alpha.
Got you, right.
But we've never done an alpha before, have we?
They haven't announced an alpha publicly like that, no.
No.
They've said it's in family and friends stage, which obviously technically is an alpha because it's pre-beta.
Yeah. But and we've never had patch notes related to
the alphas, no.
Anything that's before true. Beta.
Yeah.
Because what's the conspiracy?
The reason that they gave for wanting to get those patch notes out was that because it was going into this phase, the data miners were going to release it anyway. So they wanted to beat the data miners.
What are they data mining, by the way, just out of curiosity? What are they? How are they seeing a client?
Excellent question.
I don't understand that. Because
their neighbour works for the Blizzard and they hack into their Wi-Fi?
Something like that, but it's surely something illegal. It just doesn't seem right that they're...
I don't know. I mean, certainly MMO Champion and Wowhead have got exclusive access to stuff. Because what stood out to me as being extremely odd was the patch notes did not go into detail of any of the perks, the Draenor perks. And they said, if you want to read about the perks, go and look it up on Wowhead. Why isn't it in your notes?
Yeah.
So
yeah, they are. They do seem to be working together a wee bit more. Maybe we've got a connection at a lower level.
Yeah.
Just going back to the timing of it all, though, you know, the idea being that obviously the community as a whole was becoming quite annoyed by the lack of information, and then to chuck particular fuel on that fire, the fake information which came out on April Fool's Day, that didn't help. But there's also the theory that there was a significant MMO launch on the day after, which was Elder Scrolls Online, and that's why it felt rushed. But then again, you know, I don't know. But the inkling came, the sort of like little heads up came, and a few people picked up on this when Celestion and Zahim suddenly announced that they were going to be on a couple of podcasts, a couple of video casts, as they tend to be. So. Convert to Raid and finalboss.tv. And the argument was, well, what are they going to say?
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know.
Obviously, there'll be going to be information to talk about. So, yeah, that was a pretty good clue.
Yeah, so that sort of raised up people's ideas that they're going to be seeing something significant.
Mm.
And it was significant.
Very. Very.
Yeah. Did it blow you away?
I mean, it definitely has piqued my interest. There's a lot of information in there, and it's still early days, and try and wrap your head around what it means for all those classes. I mean, a lot of the information that was in the patch notes, and I do like the new format of the patch notes. That people are referring to it as a blog, but it's actually that's the new format for the patch notes, where they're including. It's not just Incinerate now does 10% more damage. They actually go into a bit of an explanation about the theory behind the changes and then say what they are. So it kind of reads a bit more like a blog, which is good. But a lot of the information that was in that, we already knew a lot of those details. The stats squish, the hit expertise stuff gone, retuning healing spells, ability pruning, crowd control, racial traits. We'd already been drip-fed all that, and so a lot of that was a repeat. But there was, it was like a dozen, 30-plus pages, so there's plenty of new information in there.
33 pages, and listening to the interviews that were done, I actually saw the Convert to Raid one. I didn't see the Final Boss TV one yet. Those patch notes are about a week and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
They were being formatted up in order to be released, but there's a heck of a lot has changed since then.
I guess there's going to be constantly changing them up. Reread them and process the information again. And they definitely weren't complete because even within minutes or hours after them being released, Twitter was on fire with questions being fired and answers being given and not just little stuff, big stuff as well. Like somebody said, "Oh, so what happened to combo points for rogues?" And right. combo points for rogues now apply to the rogue, not the mob. That's a huge
significant change.
Yeah. Change. It's like, that would have had.
Is it that it changes your switching target?
Yeah.
Change when you switch target completely how you would play your character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it gets rid of stupid redirect spells and I really hate that as a rogue trying to manage where my combo points are and switch it around and stuff. So. That is a massive change, and for that to be not in the patch notes was just like, oops.
It's like, oops. But the way they did it as well, that if you wanted to see the entire effect on your particular class, it was spread over several different sections.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite appreciative of the people that have gone through and said, well, these are all the hunter changes, taking out the crowd control ones and the squishes and the bloats and all that sort of thing. So it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely worth a read if you're. I wouldn't say this.
Oh, wait, you're not going to read it out? Oh,
okay. Okay.
I was just about to say my colleague at Shea will now read it out slowly.
Yeah, slowly. I'll just get a telephone book and read that instead.
What are the highlights, Mr. Shea?
Well, the stuff that jumped out at me, automatic learned glyphs as you're leveling.
Yeah, first thing I saw as well.
Very nice. But as a scribe, what the hell?
There goes your money.
scribes are already struggling as a profession. So I'm really curious to know what they're doing there. Is inscription just going to be dropped completely? Really weird.
I tweeted something along the lines of, well, there goes inscription as a moneymaker. It's done.
Professions confirmed, no more combat benefits, all combat benefits from professions gone. And again, scribes get more powerful shoulder enchants. Gone. Why would it be a scribe?
Gone.
Yeah.
All of those are gone, aren't they? Yeah.
So I'm trying to
think what ones there are.
Removing rather than relaxing. So for example, blacksmith get a gem socket in the wrist, is that right?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that there's no more sockets for wrist, as opposed to now everyone can have a socket in the wrist.
Because engineers get a cog and things, don't they, as well?
Yeah.
Engineers are a bit weird because they have all sorts of weird flair stuff, which they can add to their cloak and that.
Yeah, but they're not so much combat benefits as kind of toys, like... One thing they said was, well, rocket boots. People go engineer for rocket boots for a tank to charge in to pull. Again, rocket boots are not being taken out. So I think engineering is one that kind of escapes a blanket removal because it's not really a combat benefit.
I guess a bit
of a tinker.
Yeah, although you can get like a fly type coat, cloak, which is quite cool.
Yeah.
Like a fall of that was pretend fall. I suppose you're right. They all are a bit silly, but batarang and that type of thing.
Oh, the boot-a-rang. Remember my boot-a-rang.
Or the boot-a-rang as well. Cause the copyright issues.
So they've changed herbalism to be like mining, so you can level herbalism anywhere. But so far, no mention of skinning, which seems odd.
No, and that question was asked about whether skinning would be included as one of these sort of skin anything and then get bits. And I think kind of the answer has, well, fishing was answered.
I did not see the answer to fish. What was the answer to that?
Well, fishing,
you already can, right?
If you look at some of this,
you can already fish anywhere. It's just mostly you'll get crap.
Yeah, but this, there'll be three, as I understand, there'll be three levels of fish, depending upon your level, your actual level. So,
your fishing level or your character level?
Your fishing level. And so there's like flesh, and there's super flesh, and big flesh, and I don't know, something like that. So I think the idea being that the crap will go away, but you'll need to, like, when your recipe comes along, it'll say either have one big fish, which you can only fish at a very high level, or have 10 of these littler fish, or 20 of these even smaller fish. And it's the same with mining, isn't it? Whereas, you know, these little elements make up one big ore.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, they steered away from skinning being an XP boost because they said you already get XP from the kill. Although mainly I follow people around and kill them and skin their stuff, so we get no XP. But do you think that means that he won't also take part in this kind of worldwide, you can skin anything? Or do you think it will do?
I would like to. I'm hoping that they will.
I will as well, because actually that one, that skinning, which seems odd really, because you kind of are doing it as you level, still causes me a lot of trouble. I still end up having to go back.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
or exactly stay in an area.
I mean, if your normal leveling process, not where you're following someone around and skinning their kills, but your normal leveling process, you know, if I'm jump a zone ahead and I'm killing mobs easily, then I should be able to skin it. Not have to go back and kill a grey mob so that I can level skinning.
He also adds a bit of reality to it because you've got a knife. The thing's got skin. So you should be able
to
skin
dead.
It. And fair enough, you know, maybe you're not skilled enough, so you're gonna hack a bit off and you're not gonna necessarily get the whole thing. Great, that's fine. If I need 10 bits of that to make a full bit, then, you know, at least my points are going up.
It'll
as well.
It'll just be medium-ish leather.
And you see the level of professions will go up to 700. 700 is
the new max,
which I think falls pretty much into the way they've done it before, 150 each time.
Yes, seems to make sense to me. The as a warlock, I was particularly interested in warlock changes. So health potions are now treated different to other potions. They don't share the same cooldown as other potions, but health potions now share a cooldown with your health stone. So having a warlock basically means free health stones, free health potions, which is interesting.
See, and this is contrary to something else that they've said. I'm sure I read this, and apologies if I'm making a mistake. Jump in when you feel like it, Grand Negus. That they said actually the production of health potions will be very limited, that there won't be a necessity to make health potions.
Oh, I don't know where you saw that.
So
maybe because there's so many warlocks. If you've got a warlock, you don't need it.
I guess so, but I'm sure at one stage they said that you know, health potions, mana potions, and I agree with it. I haven't used one. I can't remember the last time I used one of the lower level ones.
No, health potion or leveling, no. Yeah, I mean, and you can't sell them for jack. I mean, I'm vendoring most of them nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, you see them up in the auction house, people trying to sell them.
Get rid of them.
and they're selling them for less than the vendor price. So it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So they seem an unnecessary bloat on the game.
But I mean, in terms of health stones, it's a nerf because that means one health stone per fight, same as health potions.
Yeah.
Whereas at the moment, health stones were just on their own cooldown. So that just goes further to all the changes for, you know, healers being, you know, responsible for healing everybody sensibly rather than automatically.
Yeah, again, an effect on healing being a bit more
key.
Complex.
Well, I don't know about complex, but yeah, having decisions being made rather than just spamming buttons and assuming that everyone will get healed up. Which is fine by me. I'm happy with that.
No drinky means more thinky.
Yes.
Patent that one. No drinky. No health post drinky.
I'll get get on a t-shirt.
What else popped up?
Well, also something that wasn't in the patch notes, and I was trying to get what this one was because he'd actually tweeted a couple of weeks ago about writing up patch notes to show a, I forget what the percentage was now, but to show a 34,000% increase in some value. And of course, you know, being a number geek, I immediately went to Excel and started working out a spreadsheet to see what numbers, when it increased by 34,000, made some other number that kind of made sense to see if I could figure out what spell it was. and I came up with a couple of options, but what I think it's turned out to be is not something that I would have guessed in a million years. Apparently, Hunter misdirect up from 4 seconds to an hour. What?
What?
Exactly what? What? So I don't know what the thinking is there. I mean, I thought they were basically eliminating threat because, like, Warlock, Soul Shatter, gone. Warlocks don't have a threat reduction anymore. And more on that later. So that was a really weird one. Not sure what's going on there. Interested to hear their explanation of what the reason for that change.
Potentially not one that will make it.
Maybe. You never know.
it's just trying to catch people out, like, did the math.
That's it. And the other thing that I liked was a lot of the positional requirements are going to be relaxed, not having to be behind mobs and stuff. That'd be nice. I might even go back to Vashir if that's the case. Might even be playable.
Because it is an inconvenience. It's not. It doesn't make you feel more in control of the character. It just makes
you feel out of control.
You know, it just feels like, you know, like, silly. I can't get. I've got the knife. Just stab me in the front, or stab me in the side, as it turns out to be. So you're doing it from the side now.
That's it. And you know, things like ambush, not having to be behind the mob. You know, if I'm stealth and I run up in front of the mob, silly enough to run up in front of the mob while I'm stealth. You know, you might see me, but I might get an ambush off as well. Yeah, bargain.
Yeah. And supposedly, the chance of you being parried is much higher from the front anyway, so you are suffering some...
It's not like there's no penalty to it. But,
So you still need... Yeah. You know, ideally, you want to be coming in from behind.
But. I mean, the main thing where I kind of like that is in a boss fight where, the tank is moving... You know, boss around and positioning completely without any regard whatsoever to melee. You know, they just expect, well, you know, move with me. And you know, that's a pain in the butt for, you know, having done some pugs and the tanks wobbling all over the place and the mob's following him and I've got to reposition constantly to be able to DPS the mob. It's just painful.
And there are lots of... mechanics or lots of it's a necessity to move them up, isn't it?
Definitely.
You know, you're constantly having to keep its tail away and stuff, and
exactly.
Yeah. So that again, I like those sort of changes where it doesn't give anything. It doesn't make it any more of a challenge. Really, it's just an annoyance, and get rid of it, and you haven't got the
quality
annoyance
of life, as they say.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those little quality of life changes. And this is, it seems almost a theme to a lot of the philosophy they've got moving forward.
Good philosophy.
This is a game, you know. We don't want you to just smash the screen every time something stupid happens because, I don't know, for some whatever reason, the original developer had some hard-on for hardcore players. So
very good. So tons and tons and tons of changes for classes. We've no idea how many of them will survive the actual release. I do like how they're changing it so that a lot of the spells, or at least some of the spells, are becoming specific. For example, I think, top of my head, Blizzard is now only for Frost Mages. Mm. One particularly sensitive one that may get reverted, given the backlash. I think they were intending that Army of the Dead for Death Knights would be for Blood Death Knights only.
Yeah, that didn't go down so well.
So that's one where they may revert that. I guess not.
And they kind of were a bit hedgy about it as well. They were like, okay. Mm. I mean, it's silly and foolish to think that there would not have been a reaction.
Yeah.
Really.
So I guess they've got people that analyzes the reaction to see whether it's normal troll / QQ levels or whether it breaks the meter off the end of the Richter scale.
Yeah, several people that do videos and stuff and are relatively well respected within the community voice their disgust at the whole thing. So.
Yes.
So I guess they will listen to that particular one.
And if you do want to read about the perks, and of course, who wouldn't? So if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, perks are benefits that you'll get whilst you're leveling from 90 to 100. Randomly. I love that. I love that. So, I do.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, what am I going to get when I ding this time?
Ding, ding, ding. Ooh, what am I going to get? Oh, multi-boxing. Somebody got the other one. Great. Especially when the perk is some sort of
run faster or something. Yeah. Oh, damn. Now he's got to go in the back.
I know. It's a nightmare.
No, but I'm sure
it doesn't affect many people.
Now we've got 100 levels and you're not getting new spells and something exciting every level, then, this is just a nice little, you dinged. Here's another nice little perk for adding on another level.
Now, there's some argument about the name perks, in as much as that they were, although random, you would eventually get them all.
Oh, okay.
And that they are not in effect perks. They're just, spell enhancers, really, aren't they?
They're perks to you being above level 90.
Yeah, I can argue that point as well, I think.
Yeah.
Perks to you being above level 90. And you are right. There is a, with the whole not going back to your trainer stuff that came along, there's a sort of, okay. Yeah.
Well, I get, I think it did get it. All right. I'll grind down another level.
Yeah. See what I get next time? Nothing. Mm. Okay.
But that, I mean, actually, quite a few of them are pretty interesting. Some of them are just straight, increase the damage of this by X percent. But they're mixing them up, and it's quite nice. Being a resto druid and a warlock, of course, I jumped to those. And my first thing that I noticed was all of the balance druid perks are pretty much all DPS-ish related. They do something to improve your DPS or your rotation or all that lunar crap. And then you look at the resto ones, and the first two the first two that are listed for restoration are DPS increases for like Wrath. And I'm like, what? I'm resto. I never use that. Why is that a perk for me? So.
Another one that ticked people off was not being able to use lightning when you're moving.
Yes.
There's a few of those where they're just like, what?
Well, they already gave us a heads up about, removing. I mean, that was a lot of the reason for removing instant cast spells, because they didn't want you to be casting. There was too many spells we could cast while we were moving. So they're not just removing instant cast spells, they're removing spells that you can cast while you're moving. So, yes.
Interesting that I think from day one, people, it's going to be a whole new class. It's not a whole new class, but obviously there's going to be fundamentals which are the same, but people are really going to have to think about their rotation.
Definitely. I mean, as a healer, well, probably as most classes, there's big changes. So it's definitely going to be, we're all noobs again, and we get to learn how to optimize the play style for each of those classes and specs, which is what you want. You don't want to go into a new expansion and have it be the same. So.
No, quite right. Quite right.
So plenty of information there for people to sift through. And then again, earlier today, yesterday, depends on your time zone. And when you listen to this, it could have been 6 months ago by now. They released some very nice artwork for the Taurens. See that?
Yeah, how cute are they? Yeah.
So I've stuck a...
I get a little bit annoyed with the laughing because I don't think Torrent should be laughing. I think they're more, they're more depressive type creatures than that. I don't think they should.
No, because they're always laughing at the steak jokes. Steaks on a plane.
Barbecue. No, but they are. That is very impressive. Probably. I would say, from the animation point of view, one of the most impressive I've seen. When they're running and stuff, and the combination movements.
And it was kind of.
And they did a whole.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to see not just the moving animation, but a whole blog post and the polygons and the program showing, how they're changing the way that they walk and stuff like that. That was a bit of behind the scenes into the guts of it. That was really cool.
Very interesting. And the guy, Chris something or other, said not to worry because the real Draenei female, sorry about that, will be coming along next, I guess, or soon. So,
well, yeah.
Hopefully these things start to come out very quickly now.
Yeah. So the Draenei female, some information about her will be coming out very soon, but don't expect the same level of detail as what's been done for the Tauren. They're not ready to release all that yet, but at least to give us a feel for what it's going to be in terms of the artwork.
Yeah, I think that was a good test case for showing you behind the scenes. They just chose the Tauren as the good example, and it is a downright example. I mean, you see his hair and stuff moving, and he's got a bit teeth.
If your eyesight's not that good, it did appear a little pornographic.
Yeah, it's his tail. I was like, his tail?
His tail. Oh, my God, he's well hung.
Jeez. He needs more of a loin than a loincloth,
slapping
mate.
Against his knees. Right,
I was a bit concerned about the end of it. It was like furry, but... Yeah, I did the same double take as well. I was like, what the hell's that? Oh, it's his tail. That's okay. The front-on shot, you mean, yeah.
Front-on.
Filthy minds think alike.
They do. Certainly they do. So that's upcoming stuff. But in terms of stuff here and now,
here and now stuff,
mate, like tonight's reset, which is probably yesterday or the day before by the time you get to listen to this. I was just complaining the other day about my hitting the cap for running too many instances in an hour, they're gonna change that this week. They've seen that I've struggled to get my cloak out of Halls of Reflection. They went, "Oh, you poor bastard! All right, I won't let you be restricted to 5 per hour. You can run it 10 times per hour now and still not get that bloody cloak."
It wasn't that. It was me running multiple Scarlet Monsters. The amount of times I bounced against that freaking entrance and it went,
doing.
You've done 5.
I mean, the 5 I didn't have so much of a problem with. What I had a problem with was it was account-wide.
Yeah, I know. So you couldn't even switch to another character and have a, pop in on that one. Yeah, I know. So annoying. So annoying.
Well. And the other thing, all world bosses in Mr. Pandaria no longer tapped faction.
Which is odd, I find.
Well, I think it's about time because.
So, does that mean everybody can just pile on in and get whatever it is that's up for grabs?
Yeah. Zachary. I'm assuming this includes the Celestials out in the Timeless Isle. They're world bosses. They're
It's
in
world
Mr. Pandaria.
bosses,
I'm
sorry.
assuming they mean that. I mean, if they just mean, the Shire of Anger and that big bull that's chucking cannonballs down in farmland and Nalak over on the Isle of Thunder, then yeah, that's not so interesting.
I would imagine the Celestials have thrown that into being a problem more so than those other things. Although early on, obviously, those other things were causing a major problem for people. But it must be the constant need to get the Celestials, the four, the more,
For the cloak. Yeah.
And considering that's probably the kind of area of content that most people are now on.
But
I would guess that's what they're getting complaints about. Oh, I can't. This is not, every time I try to, get into a celestial, some
the other one
horde
taps
comes
it.
along and tags in.
Could be. But having said that, it's since 5.4, it's as easy as to get a group. You just list your name, you pretty much instantly get an invite. Whack it out, do that four times and you've got them. So, not hard.
That should be on my list,
Should
shouldn't it,
be
really?
your list.
The Celestials. I've yet to see the
I
list,
know.
I'm chomping at the bit to get back into WoW and
Wingy and Leader did ask if I'd created the list, and I had to admit no, I hasn't got to the top of my list yet to create the list, and they suggested maybe we should. Get our listeners to make it for us. And I thought,
because we get so
that's a
much
damn
feedback,
fine
yeah.
idea.
And it depends, because some of our listeners are real bastards.
Well, that's, you know, that was, I was looking at that as a positive.
Well, you would be, because you're not the one having to go for the
Because I can
list.
see top of the list,
Yeah.
get your legendary cloak.
It's not going to happen. Legendary Cloak, Greenfire, not going to happen.
Oh. Can I talk about Greenfire?
Of course you can, yeah.
So I thought I should probably go back and finish that. I've geared up plenty on my Warlock now. I'm much more mega powerful than I was when I first tried to do this Greenfire
Uber.
quest. So it must be tons easier. I'll just go back and knock that out. Shouldn't be a problem. So I go back and jump in. First thing I notice, they've added a little repair thing there. That's nice. I can repair what I'm in here rather than having to go out and cancel and start again. So I start the fight, and you DPS him at the start, and then the brain fart dude comes out of the portal. You enslave him, have him start attacking the boss. You're DPSing the boss. You pull aggro, you jump through your gate, drop threat, not a problem. No.
Oh, was
In
that a bug?
5.4, they changed the gates so that it doesn't drop threat anymore. So as of 5.4,
Oh.
it's all of a sudden not got easier, it's got a bloody ton harder. So now I'm like, I tried a few times and went, yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be getting my green fire on during this expansion, if ever. So
Oh no.
now I'm kicking myself for not doing it, at the end of 5.3 when I was still pretty well geared and wouldn't have had this problem. So yeah, didn't enjoy that.
Although Lisa, wife of our friend Donna, did has got a green fire. It's very close. Oh, I was has got it. It was very close to me.
Well,
So it's not impossible.
props to Lisa.
Yeah, she's kind of outstripping
Yeah.
us all.
Well done. So I'm taking it you this week is flatlined.
I'm waiting for the list. What can I tell you?
That's not
you know, I'm not being funny. I've made a situation, you know, apparent to everybody that I can't think for myself and that I'm drawn into simple mining type games. When I just sort of flounder around in games which require no skill whatsoever. And now I'm in this situation where 3 weeks have passed and I've yet to log into WoW.
But you're...
I know. I'm devastated.
But you're paying...
yeah, I'm paying for the nose.
And you've got a referral friend running.
Blizzard send the bully boys round and they say, you know, you still owe us money. I don't care if you're paying or not. And, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I've got the referral friend. Of course, that's fine.
I'm begging listeners, help me build a list. I will get it started this week from these people's help.
Yes. Right. Yes. And include in there my recruiter friend on Airy Peak needs... I've got hunters already, so I don't need hunters. I don't go recommending hunters. But some nice... A couple of characters I can bang up with just, you know, two multi-box dual boxing.
All right.
We'll see how that goes, because I do need to do that. I did pass the 4 week mark on the multi on the recruit friend because I just got it just or was it just charged me again. So I know that. But also I'm closer to the 7 days where I get the bonuses. You know, you get bonuses after seven it takes 7 days for your recruit friend bonuses to go through.
Okay.
So I'm heading into my fifth week off a 12-week failing.
It's the referral friends, mate. It's why you stop playing. You do it every time.
I don't know what it is, though, but what it's definitely that.
You stop playing. You're either out of lack of interest or you get yourself stuck in hospital or goodness.
It's funny that it doesn't make any sense, though, doesn't it? Because you think referral friend would spur you on, but... But actually what happens is a referral friend does spur me on, but only in the last couple of weeks. In the last couple of weeks, I go manic. And I start playing, you know, 15, 16-hour days.
All right.
I know. And this is what annoys me, is that people keep telling me, the psychology community keep telling me that once you know your problem, you're halfway there. I've done that problem. I'm nowhere near sorting it out. I don't know what's going on. So, not good. Not good. Mm-hmm. But you've not let us down. I know I've let you all down, but I'm sure you have not.
Well, no, I will never let you down, mate. Never. A bit. Now let's start off.
Well, you've let me down a little bit. Before we move on, no, stop. You let me down a little bit.
Did I?
Because I'm not being funny, but I chucked you a relatively expensive code to play a particular game.
You did.
Not heard a dicky bird. Not heard a dicky bird.
Have I downloaded it?
No. Probably not.
No. Is it still going? Is it still up for grabs? You want to give it to somebody? Does somebody else want it?
If you've not used the code, then I will give it to somebody else.
Yeah. Give it to someone else then.
Okay, mate. Jeez, talk about letting down. Strumpet did the same thing. I gave Strumpet my last code. And she logged in, looked at the character creation screen, logged out again.
That's not a good sign.
Forget it. And the character creation is hideously small. So, yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Let's talk about what you've done.
No, we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to do is a wow fact or fiction.
Oh, my goodness. I was not prepared.
Oh, well, you should be. Because...
I put in effort,
mate. I spend ages coming up with these for you every week, so I hope you appreciate them.
I do. I appreciate it when you're right. I have to be honest. Sometimes, you know, there was some contention about whether the first time we met Harris and Jones
didn't change the answer, though, mate. Didn't change the answer.
No, no, but the facts were, you know, it's like in a criminal case. If you can find inaccuracy there, the whole case is blown.
Well, if I knew that, then I would have put a lawyer in to help me with wow fact or fiction.
You really need to have this passed by the lawyers, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, we'll move on. Thank you, Grand Nagus, for pointing out that. And also that, yes, engineers can open up lockboxes with those particular keys. In fact, those keys can be given to whoever you want to give.
This is true. But, I mean, those keys take materials to open. And I'd rather spend that titanium key on something else, or that titanium.
Yeah. It's not. They're not cheap.
And bugger me.
Whereas yelling at me,
wouldn't you know it? Is this week's Wow Fact or Fiction all about titanium, mate?
Dude, straight into segue.
Perfect. So, all right. So this week we've got four things, and you have to tell me which of the following uses titanium ore as one of its base materials.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
What the? This is supposed to be even remotely doable?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Jeez. So number one, discarded titanium leg plates. These are in the show notes, by the way, so you can read them.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, a savage titanium band. Number three, a titanium seal of Dalaran. Or number four, a titanium compound bow. There you go. Four things with titanium in the name. Which of those actually uses titanium ore as one of its base materials?
So these are all
items. All legit.
An individual player can
legit
create
items in the game.
That somebody could create.
Not necessarily.
Cheeky bugger. Yeah, okay. Because a few. Because that top one, I'm sure I've picked up.
Right. Okay.
As opposed to being able to create it as a blacksmith. Yeah. Savage titanium band. Sounds like something jewelry-like.
It is in fact a ring, yes.
Titanium compound bow. So as a hunter, you think I would have come across that at some stage.
Well, that's particularly why I picked the bow. I thought, you'll know about the bow. Maybe.
This is, let me just say, if you're trying to grade the level of complexity of these, this is too hard. just for FYI, future things. I need something relatively simple. I'm going to say the only one, that you can create the two, three, and four. And therefore, when you create them, you use titanium. Now, you said ore, but you mean bars.
Mean, you use the ore, you make a bar. Okay.
Along the process, yeah. So I'm going to say that discarded titanium leg plates are actually something you pick up in a grey that you pick up in the game.
So that's eliminated
and that you,
one of them?
Oh, there's what? What am I trying to do? I thought I was only eliminating one.
You're trying to identify which
find
one.
The action.
So if you reckon the discarded titanium leg plates is a drop, then obviously you don't make it, and therefore it's not the one that you use titanium all to make.
Okay, yeah. How many do I have to get rid of? I just have to find the true one.
Which is the one that you...
Oh, geez, I just thought they were all true except for the other one. Rubbish in this game. Bloody big fail whale. I don't know. I think the true one is the savaged... Titanium seal of Dalaran. Where have I heard that before? No, I think the true one is the savage titanium band.
Is that your final answer?
Although savage... No. Savage is not necessarily a nomica they use at the moment. It's what they're looking at for warlords. Savage seems to be the moniker for warlords. Ow! Okay, I'm going with titanium seal of Dalaran.
Is that your final answer?
As the correct...
Oh.
Yes. Can I call a friend? Can I call a friend? No! 50-50!
You're going to kick yourself because the correct answer is savage titanium band.
Oh! The reason I didn't think it is because savage is not, it doesn't ring true as the current, you know. They all seem to have had something similar. Well,
that was why I picked it. I didn't know whether you'd go for savage as being, well, hang on a minute, that's part of Draenor, or They've actually used Savage in the past to refer to PvP gear. It's a ring that's got PvP on it.
So these everything else apart from the Savage are not created. The
leg plates and the bow are drops. The titanium seal of Dalaran, I'm disappointed in you, mate. The titanium seal of Dalaran is the reward that you get for fishing up all of the coins out of the fountain in Dalaran.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Kicking yourself.
I am kicking myself. I
wonder how many of our listeners got that right.
A heck of a lot more than... obviously more than I did.
You're under the pressure, mate. It's the pressure.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the pressure. Unbelievable.
Three out of three. I've got you three weeks in a row. I thought you were going to get it this week. You went and changed your answer.
Right. I know. And you even gave me a little bit about by trying to jump in there. Is that your final answer? I could see it. I could hear it in your tone. Choose it.
Don't change. Win. It's like the magician. Do you want to change your card? No, I'm not going to change my card. Oh, yeah, I'll change it.
But see, you know me well enough to think that my brain would work like that. Oh, Savage, no, that's a definitely a drain-up thing. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, well, congratulations. Yeah. Now, what I need you to do, Grand Nagus, is to go through and find out that those all can be created with titanium ore. Thank you.
That would be bad, wouldn't it?
That would be bad.
But what have I done this week? I am leveling my rogue through the mists of Pandaria, and I am not having as much fun without being able to fly. I really ain't. But
no plunging.
Well, no plunging to a point. So,
mountains.
Exactly. So, or canyons. So I'll find my place. I'll find a spot. Where I can do leaping, and I'll find that I'm questing around there a lot. For example, there's a spot in I want to say Burning Steps. It's not Burning Steps. It's the other steeps. The oh my God, my brain is not working. What is the Pandarian zone that's got steeps in it?
Is there one?
Yeah, the I'm going to have to log in.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
The Townlong Steeps. Townlong Steps.
Why do you say steeps?
It's got two P's steep? And an E.
Is it there?
It's not steps.
Yeah, but I think it...
It's got an extra P in it. Steps. A P, it's got an extra P-E in it.
Yeah, I know, but I still think it's steps.
So in the Taolong
steps. Steps. Steep. Something you do with tea.
Well, that's a steep pull. And we don't pull.
Anyway, you're in the Taolong steps. Go on.
And there's some quests where you've got to pick some herb-like things. But, you know, they're herbs, but you know, everyone gets to pick them because it's a quest. And there's those stupid... mantid that are wandering around down in a little quarry, and you can stand up on the side of the quarry and jump down into it. So I would just take a running jump and jump off the edge and do my stealth and plummet from there.
Plunge!
And I was doing the same in Kun Lai Summit. I'd kind of work my way along the ridge where I could climb up a bit and jump down onto those stone golem things. I was trying to make my own fun, mate, basically. Trying to make my own fun without actually being able to fly.
You do go out your way to do that. So you're scouting around trying to find the perfect jumping off
place. Where's a good quest where I can jump off? And there is actually quite a few in TS, I'm going to call it now. Yeah.
TS.
So I did last night. I managed to get to 90, but last night I dinged 89, and I dinged it by killing a rare. I was out So much XP. It was, I forget now, it was about like 270,000 XP to kill a rare.
I know, crazy.
So I thought, ooh, there's a way I haven't leveled before. I get my chamois and he can fly me around. And because the amount of rares that pop up on rare Huzmajubi, your silver dragon thingy, that pops up now when you're flying around because no one's out killing rares is just ridiculous.
Tons of them. Even if you're not using the add-on, the skulls, mm-hmm. you see the skulls yep. on the ground all over the
place. So I thought, whoa. If I combined hunting out rares and also doing the Treasures of Pandaria achievement, we go and find the rares. Another huge chunk of XP. That's how I'll do my 89 to 90. So I'm going to give that a crack. See how I go.
That sounds cool. I'd be interested to see how
far
that goes.
I get into because I literally just dinged 89. So I'd be interested to see how far I can get through 89. Just by doing that.
So you didn't like this thing in the patch notes about insta-death to rogues from full damage?
No, I did not like that.
Okay. It's going to be a problem for you.
I know. That's all right.
Your plunging days
will be over. I'll get my rogue to 90 and I won't play him again until the end of the Warlords expansion.
Yeah. This is true. And these are all pocket 90s, aren't they? They're going to be put away. Much.
There you go. That's what you do.
That's what happens, you know. Not everybody's a winner.
Dark Moon Eye, mate. You would have seen my tweet yesterday. Very happy.
I had that ages ago.
Yeah, but Molson told me that buying pets on the auction house is cheating.
So? Everything I do is cheating. That brush has tarred me well and truly. There's no... It's not like I've got any sort of integrity to defend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fought that one bravely in the auction house.
I could not believe my eyes when I saw that in my bag last night. I was...
this is the thing as well, is that as jokingly as I say these things, that you can go along to the auction house and buy these things, you don't...
The sheer joy. After months and months and months of every day for a week, for countless months, for that finally to appear in your bags is just, it makes your day, mate. Makes your day.
I'm going to say something that hopefully will upset you. No, I'm not. Hopefully will upset you. I'm seeing a lot of people get some seriously good drops from... all sort of mounts and pets and stuff. Ashes of Alar, which is an incredibly rare, seemingly incredibly rare. And I don't know if they've upped it or just because people are now doing these things because they've got other things to do. I'm seeing it on Twitter a lot.
But you're right. I mean, it could be that they've it could be that everybody now has 1190s on their account, and so they run it 11 times a week.
Maybe a little bit of both. But I've definitely seen a lot more of them.
Well, they haven't increased the drop rate of the pet or the mount from Zul'Garub. I'll tell you that for nothing. Another week of no action.
Sleet is not so happy about that.
We're getting pretty fast at it, though. Doesn't take long. Yeah.
I bet you are. You've been watching a movie while you're doing it, aren't you? You're
sort of set. There's no time, mate. There's no time.
Playing another game.
Watch the previews.
Too fast.
Done and dusted. That's pretty fun. A bit more Alduar gearing for our Herald of the Titans this week. And a bunch of us getting mighty close to being ready. I think we're just waiting on three or so people to finish leveling, and we'll be giving that a crack. We had a...
So you're not at the stage where you're like, oh, we can't be bothered to wait for you now.
Well, you know, unless three people step forward and go, yeah, I'm geared for it, let's go. And then we'll
have any bench warmers, did you?
we'll do it again. Do it repeatedly. Anybody that wants it, we'll get them that achievement.
Maybe that should be on my list as well.
Don't you worry. That'll be on your list. For sure. Along with Kilgarosh in flex mode.
What?
That's on my list.
You know, I've never done a dungeon.
Near the top of my list. And I tell you what, we're getting close. Getting pretty consistently through to phase three. We just have to survive that last phase and we'll have Garrosh down. So I reckon in the next week or so, you might be hearing some squeals of delight on Twitter from a bunch of happy people that Garrosh has fallen over.
Yeah, and then you need to start the next phase.
Then we do. Oh, no. He's just going to first kill. I've got it planned out. First kill. He's going to drop my heirloom weapon. And I won't have to do it again.
Yeah. Yep. See ya. Bye. Thank
Done
you.
And dusted.
Thank you, Mr. Garrosh.
Thanks, Gazza.
Gazza. We're calling Gary. Gary Rosh.
Gary the Rosh.
Gazza. I like it. I like Gazza.
It's the Australian version, mate. Gazza.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be Gazza?
It could be Gazzo. Yeah. But we do the as well.
We tend to do tend to the Gazza.
Yeah.
We do the Gazza.
Gavla.
Pamela.
Pamela. I hope she's going today.
Let's go back and watch all that.
She's going today, mate.
Oh, my God.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, see, the trouble is doing exactly what did. By the way, I lost 3 hours of the Duver Cave. If anybody's wondering why I suddenly squealed. Pamela's doing exactly what she did yesterday, which is pulsing, you know, lulling me into a false sense of security. So I bloody well hope so.
Probably change Skype again. We're improving your Skype experience.
By destroying 3 hours of recording.
There you go.
Microsoft, how dare you.
But that's been my week, mate. Been my week.
It's been a damn fine
week. Of course, more. That's not a knife and warlock action. Our warlock's now level 50, mate.
Amazing. I remember when they were just babies. Just level one, starting out. Everybody was going,
stupid idea.
Well,
Black Rot Depths. I have to be careful now because I get them all confused. A prison run. We're doing the Anixia prison run. You would have done plenty of those to get to do the Anixia attunement back in the day.
Hang on a second. I'm Googling Anixia.
Yeah, prison run. What the hell is he on about? So BRD's now broken into, even though you can get to all the same spots, it's not instanced. But in terms of the dungeon finder, it's broken up into multiple bits. And the first bit is just the prison block. And the mobs in there range, I think they're like 47 to 50, something like that, in terms of their levels. So we go in there as level 47 warlocks. And, it's not too bad. We've got... We had a couple of, we did white because not naming anyone, Wingy, pulled the boss and all the ads before we were all ready with our CCs and stuff. And when mobs
He's doing equipment check, check.
Mobs are a bit higher, your fears break early and stuff. But we're getting through there. We're doing plenty of nice mind control and getting the bosses down. We would have seen a lovely screenshot from Leader where we set up we got the boss down, and there was like four chairs in the above the boss, and it was like a big TV room. So of course we set up the warlock summoning portals as our big screen TVs and got screenshots of us all sitting in the chairs. That was fun.
Really
go out of our way, have fun, mate.
Really go out,
definitely. Yeah. And we thought, we'll keep going. We've got the guild achievement for doing that bit of it, but we'll keep going. It can't be that hard. So we moseyed on in to I forget what they call it. It's like that the underground arena, where the gate closes behind you and the boss and the dude comes out and summons a whole bunch of spiders and it's a couple of waves. Yeah,
I like that.
It's a bit worrying when you see the gate come down behind you. But we got through that. It was a bit of an AoE fest and some fearing and stuff. Only moseyed on upstairs and killed all the dwarves that were in that area and made our way across the top of the gate. And we got down to the other end of that and the elemental, the Pat's down, I think was level 51, 52. Yeah, it's starting to be a bit higher than us, starting to resist the fears and breaking early. And then we'd get further down that corridor and there was more packs of them. There'd be like three dwarves and two elementals. So it's actually really good for warlocks because, of course, we'd all go, okay, well, I'll take that dwarf and that elemental and I'll fear one and banish the other, except when it misses and it runs at you. I think they were level 52, 53. Is that a level 47, 48 warlock? Those mobs are red and that's starting to get hard. But
these things are starting to hurt.
So we struggled through that and then you go down the little steps and there's the boss down there and he's got like four mates and they're like medics that heal him up. And if you kill those and start DPSing the boss, when he gets down to about a third health, a bunch more ads come and they're all elite. That we found definitely our limit. That we could not, I don't think even if the ads didn't come, I don't think we could have got him down. But I can see why they split it up because at 48, I'm not going to take down those bosses that are in there. So,
back.
Because, we weren't supposed to be doing that content. It was just we're in there with it. Oh, we'll give it a crack. Let's see how far we can get.
While we're here.
Even though we knew that it was going to ramp up in difficulty. So we'll go and do the dungeons that we're supposed to do. Yes, good times. Good times. Fun had by all. So I said I'm 50 now, so I've got, what did I get, a 50? I forget.
What'd you get? Oh, you actually generally forgot.
It was something interesting.
What do I get at 50?
Yeah, I remember.
I forget.
Oh, very memorable. Very memorable. Well, that's it, mate. We're done. We're dusted. We're heading off to another week of rolling restarts. How awesome is that?
Stop trying to preemptively stop this podcast.
And stop.
We should say... pause the plug. We got a little bit of a feedback from our friend Davey.
Did we?
You gave a relatively long and it seems misunderstood...
Where did we get the feedback? Because I specifically checked the mailbag this week.
No, not in the mailbag. I'm trying to find it. Hang on. He did it via the Twits. And I favourited it. And for some reason, I seem to have favourited thousands of things. What's going on there? 12 days ago? No, it should be before that. Oh, hang on a second.
Did you favourite on? Geekly? You probably favour it on your EverQuest tune.
Yes, that's not going down very well, to be honest. No. Sometimes I look at Twitter and I think, oh, look at that, I've got over 1,000 plus followers. If I say, oh, do you mind popping over and following this other character, I'll get more than four, but no, I don't. So, thank you to those that did follow Sir Voxel.
Well, you did say this is where I'm going to talk about my EverQuest crap, and as seen by my rush to download the beta, my interest levels at this point, not at the top of my list.
I don't remember using the word crap. to be honest. But still, there you go. Anyway, he described the way that we described it seems to suggest to him that it was like a finned dolphin. Yes. That,
oh, I did see that. I did see that. Yes. I remember that now.
There you go. So we need to say these things because otherwise people won't respond. And what I would like to do is leave a question of the week. Now, if you're listening to this and you feel to yourself, you know, I like listening to podcasts, but I'm not really getting involved. I don't want to get involved. Break your habit this time. What I'd like to hear from people is what they consider a spoiler with all the stuff that's floating around from the data mining and also how they feel about spoilers generally in this context.
What is a spoiler? It's the thing on the back of my GT man.
I'm curious because it seems to be a very split group of individuals currently, if I'm looking at my Twitter feed correctly, about what's spoilery and what's not spoilery, and also how much your own responsibility of not going to the places where these spoilers are likely to be, like just to be offended.
The internet.
Mm. Like the internet, yeah. Anyway, that's so if anybody wants to send us in a tweet or a short email, then. And I'm sure the fellow at the end will tell you all sorts of other information that you can use.
Sure, he will.
That'd be cool. So what do you have to sign out with this week?
I'm over it now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? It's because you can't find anything. Once you had that fantastic one, you're like 19.
I actually had some choices this week. I had some choices. And what I've decided to go for, and she won't hear this because I really doubt that she listens, but I know that Juno, bit of a headbanger, gone for some Iron Maiden, mate.
She does like a bit of headbanger. Oh,
some 80s heavy rock from over your side of the pond. And those lads at Iron Maiden.
Are they English? No idea. I always assume that all those bands are Scandinavian.
Had a little ditty that went along the lines of 22, the avenue, that's the place where we all go. You will find it's warm inside, the red light's burning bright tonight. Yes.
Yay.
And that is
and
what
I'll just
you
say,
think it's about.
Say anything.
I've gone.
And that is what it's about. That's lovely. Great. And I'll just say goodbye because I don't have the talent that Cher obviously has for looking
so good. Bye.
Bye. Oh, you did it again. Just can't help yourself.
Thanks for listening to WoW Geekly. To contact us, email wowgeekly@gmail.com. Or send us a tweet at WowGeekly or abuse the host directly on @Asheo and @Elgin. And of course, we'd love it if you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and love you even more if you leave a review. Upload complete.